Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. Okay, we're going to Texas. Greg Abbott, the right-wing governor of Texas, has just picked a secretary of state named John Scott. Okay, why should that bother us? First of all, in Texas, the governor appoints the secretary of state, doesn't get elected like our Doug La Follette does here. And the Secretary of State is in charge of elections, administration, and publishing government rules and regulations about elections. Very powerful person. So he was appointed. He has to be confirmed by the legislature. The legislature in Texas is almost impotent. It meets, I think, once every biennium, every 2 years. Next time it meets will be in 2023. And so this person is acting until then. Then he'll be confirmed. He's interim now. This is a guy, John Scott, who worked with Donald Trump to challenge and overturn Pennsylvania's 2020 results. And he's now the guy going to be counting the votes. Stalin's dictum, remember the mass murderer Stalin, Joseph Stalin, doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. Well, votes will be counted by John Scott, backed up, appointed by Abbott, backed up by right-wing gerrymandered legislature in 2023, over a year from now, he will count the votes in the 2022 election and the 2024 election. And if he says, well, I've heard there was fraud in Houston and in Dallas, Democrats, so we're just not going to, we are going to hold those in abeyance, look at everything else, and then reallocate them the same percentage as the Republican areas. That'll go up through the courts. There are people on, and if the legislature backs that up, there are people on the U.S. Supreme Court who say that under the 12th Amendment, the legislature decides who the electors are. They don't have to follow the elections. That's happening right now. John Scott, Google him. Bad guy, very bad guy. Go to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Yeah, a lot of things going on. I'll tell you, you know, I worry about those people that didn't vote too, you know, with the other few from the Republican Party in that vote against Bannon, you know, to hold them accountable.
Right.
Make them, yeah, well, anyway, for his behavior, anyway, the number that that didn't vote for it alarms me because that's a pretty alarming thing. In addition, yesterday I watched for, I think, about 5 hours when they were questioning our attorney general.
Yep.
And that was very interesting. So if anybody gets a chance, watch it. And two of the people that were questioning him were from Wisconsin. Fitzgerald, you know, bringing up something... I didn't write it down, you know, because I was going to go back and look at the verbiage, you know, to have it perfect. But anyway, he made some kind of comment of some illegality, and I was thinking to myself, Fitzgerald, all the crap you pulled on the Wisconsin people, you know, when you were covering up for Scott Walker, you shouldn't even be on that Galdane committee. All the people that were on that judiciary committee, everyone from the Republican Party are ones that should have been investigated a long time ago, and they're sitting on that Judiciary Committee, and boy, they were going after Garland, or Merrick Garland, about everything, and it was just sick. I couldn't believe it. I felt so bad for him. They were bringing up anything and everything, throwing dirt out there just to get a news bite, you know, in the future, things that weren't even... you know, something that should be investigated. I was shocked.
Well, and they lie. They just flat out lie, and they'll ask a question as if it's a fact, and it's a lie. That is the Republican thing, you know. I'm glad you looked at all, you watched all that, and I'm going to remind everybody, Jeannie's bringing up a very, very profound point. You know, you may look on this and say Democrat, Republican, but remember, more than 160 Republicans voted to overturn in the House the election, 160 of them. 100, including Kevin McCarthy. And the resolution was Do we accept the certified results? And even though they had just been invaded by an insurrection, and even though their lives were in danger, and even though a Capitol police officer had to fire his weapon and a demonstrator got killed, an insurrectionist got killed, even though one Capitol police officer almost trampled to death until he begged for his life and said he had four kids, even the other one had his head crushed, even then, they went along with the insurrectionists, and 106 more of them, including the leadership, except for Liz Cheney, voted to overturn the election. Remember this, there are seven members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Three of them voted to not accept the certification of the election, even though Wisconsin voters had voted. Three of them. If Brian Hagedorn hadn't stood tall, he's the fourth Republican, there would have been a constitutional crisis here in Wisconsin. And what Jean of Eau Claire is referencing here is, yes, Steve Bannon was referred for prosecution for criminal contempt, right? 229-202. However, that's 202 Republicans who voted not to hold him in contempt. 202 Republicans, all Republicans, voted, that's okay. That's okay. The Congress issues a subpoena. You can blow it off. You can blow it off. They would not have blown it off if it had been a Democrat who received that subpoena. So what is going on is, frankly, a betrayal of the United States by the Republican Party. A betrayal of the United States by the Republican Party. It's not that they're not only not putting country over party, they are actively undermining the democracy in this country. Remember something, they're so afraid of Donald Trump, that's what it comes down to, that Donald Trump threatened them and he said, if you don't investigate the 2020 election and say that it was fraudulent, people won't vote. People won't vote in the next election. Marjorie Taylor Greene took a poll in Georgia and found that about 4% of the people weren't going to vote in the next election, almost all Republicans, because they'd heard a drumbeat of false statements saying that the voting machines were rigged, including from her and Trump. And she finally put out a statement saying, guys, this may be splashing back on us. Why do you think there are two Democratic senators, Jonathan Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, in Georgia? Because Trump went down there and said, this is a fraud, don't vote. This is a fraud, don't vote. And so that is what is happening. Gene is right. 202 Republicans said it was fine to blow off a subpoena. More than 160 Republicans would not certify the election, and three Supreme Court justices would not certify the election. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. I want to dovetail with what you were just talking about. If the Democrats, and boy, they better not, if they let up on this January 6th commission and don't issue warrants and back off, and people don't do their job, our democracy is over. It's dead. Trump won. With a stonewalled two impeachments, and, you know, an attorney could go in and give a ton of examples how they stonewalled it, how they refused to answer subpoenas, how they refused to testify, how they refused to give a correct answer. I remember in one investigation, the guy wouldn't answer the question. Well, I've seen court cases, I know you have too, where all of a sudden the judge says, well, maybe 10 days in jail will refresh your memory. Hey, we've got to stop. We've got to stop this. We've got to, because if we don't make a stand, if we let these guys roll over us again, we might as well just kiss this country goodbye. They're a bunch of thugs. It's a crime family. They've overtaken most of the party, not all of the party. There's a few people that still care, and I do support those Republicans completely. In fact, I even said, boy, if you guys get it on the right side, I'll vote for you to put a little balance back in. But you got to stand up for what's right. We know what's right or wrong. They don't. And Matt, thank you and 1510 and all you do for getting the word out. Have a great day. A good weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Same to you. Yeah, let me build on what Bill just said. Remember what they are doing. And Salon Magazine just came out with an article today that used the exact word that Bill just used. The Republican Party, by and large, not all of them, have become an organized crime family. And I'll tell you what, the head of the organized crime family is Donald Trump. The Russian government is an organized crime organization, no longer communist. They just stripped the veneer, and it's all based on theft and murder. And the head gangster is Putin. We don't want that in the United States. We don't want that in the United States. If you get a subpoena from Congress, it's the same as from a grand jury. You can't say to a grand jury subpoena, rip it up, saying shove it. You will go to jail till you testify. I'll tell you that right now. And if you're in a trial and you refuse to testify, you'll be held in contempt by that judge. You will be held in contempt by that judge. If they are now saying that Congress no longer has that power, that is subverting our democracy. And what are we doing about it? Well, Nancy Pelosi rammed it through. There's now been a resolution to refer him for prosecution. Merrick Garland had better prosecute him. Quite frankly, I'd like to see Merrick Garland get a lot more aggressive, a lot more aggressive. Back when these guys stonewalled the impeachments, Crooked William Barr was in charge. Crooked William Barr would not prosecute these Republicans for blowing it off. They laughed. They laughed. And now Trump has brought a civil suit to stop Biden from turning over the documents under Biden's executive privilege to the committee. What is he doing? He's going to lose. They should sanction the lawyers who signed it and fine them. But it'll chew up time. He wants to chew up time to the 2022 elections. So McCarthy can become speaker. Moscow Mitch can become the majority leader. And remember what this party stands for and what Trump stands for. Betraying us to Putin and the Ruskies. Ron Johnson and Trump attacked the CIA and the FBI, our CIA and the FBI. They never attacked the KGB. They never attacked Putin. They suck up to Putin. As a result, we have Russians in Ukraine and threatening the borders of Lithuania and Latvia. Come on, guys. We're the American patriots. Come on. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.